Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for our children. Gracias. Thank you so much. I will say this before I begin the sermon, antes de empezar el sermón. One of the things that we want to do is provide more connection points in the church. Una de las cosas que queremos hacer es proveer más puntos de conexión. So we need your feedback to know how can we connect better. Necesitamos que ustedes nos ayuden a saber cómo podemos conectar más. Whether it's the young adults that want to get together, tal vez los jóvenes adultos que se quieren reunir, the singles, los solteros, the marriages, las parejas. I want to know as a pastor how to help us to connect more in the body of Christ. Yo como pastor quiero saber cómo ayudarnos a conectar. Our koinonia groups are a connection point. Nuestros grupos de koinonia son un punto de conexión. And so if we're not connecting there, where else are we connecting outside of Sunday? Si no estamos conectando ahí, ¿dónde más nos estamos conectando afuera del domingo? Sunday is wonderful, okay? El domingo es increíble. I love that we come and celebrate and we love on each other. Me encanta que venimos a celebrar y amarnos, but we need more, right? Necesitamos más. How many of you are good with eating once a week? ¿Cuántos de ustedes están bien comiendo una vez a la semana? Nobody, right? So the same way we eat food, we also need to eat spiritual food. Necesitamos comida espiritual, but we also need Christian fellowship. También necesitamos compañerismo cristiano. And I believe that the love of many are growing cold because they're not in fellowship warming those coals. Muchos, cuando dice la palabra que el amor de muchos se enfriará, creo que es porque no van a estar reuniéndose regularmente para calentar ese fuego rico de compañerismo en el Señor. So, don't let the fire burn out, okay? No dejes que tu fuego se vaya. Keep connecting. Sigan conectando, okay? And pray about it and talk to me. Oren sobre eso y hablen conmigo, okay? So there's the commercial. Ahí está el comercial. But I'm so glad you guys are here today. Estoy tan agradecido con el Señor que están aquí. Let me ask you a question. When you are going through difficult times, cuando ustedes están pasando momentos difíciles, how do you find comfort? ¿Cómo recibes confort, consuelo? And yeah, I'll let you answer out loud in just a minute. Los voy a dejar que lo digan, but I want you to think about it, okay? I want you to think about it. I like that Jerry rose his hand. Where do you find comfort, Jerry? Good. That's good. That's a good spiritual answer. Esa es una buena respuesta espiritual, okay? Oración, prayer. Great. But just offhand, anybody else, where do you find comfort? ¿Dónde encuentran conforte? Okay? Mi familia, my family. Yeah. Anybody else? The Bible, la Biblia. Good. Good spiritual answer. Buena respuesta espiritual. I like it. That's good. That's a good answer. Anybody else? ¿Algo más? Where else do we find comfort? Or someone we know, o alguien que conocemos. Right, the worship, the prayer service on Wednesday night. Yeah, servicio de oración los miércoles. Amén. Where else? Where? Me? Oh, wow. Okay, yo, el pastor. Okay, wow, praise the Lord. Gloria a Dios. Where else do people find comfort? ¿Dónde más recibimos conforte? Okay, even if it's not us, someone we know. Aunque sea alguien, no nosotros, alguien más. Anyone else? Yeah, la televisión para algunos. Entertainment, el entretenimiento para algunos, right? Be distracted, distraernos un rato. Forget about our troubles. Where else? ¿A dónde más? Yeah, just a touch, right? Just a hug, un abrazo. That's why I love church. That's where I know I'm going to get hugs for sure. Es donde yo seguro voy a recibir abrazos. Thank the Lord. Gracias al Señor. Because I might go the rest of the week without one, maybe. Tal vez no voy a recibir uno en la semana, no sé, maybe. All you single people know what I'm talking about. Ustedes solteros saben de qué estoy hablando. I hope that's not a problem for anybody who's married. Espero que no es un problema para alguien que está casado, okay? Where else? ¿Dónde más? Hold on, I'm going to go back. Oh, yeah, social media, las redes sociales. Some people are trying to find comfort there, but they end up feeling worse, I think. Pero creo que después se siente peor, ¿va? All the craziness there, todo lo loco que ponen. Sometimes people look for it. Where else, Jerry? En las noticias, oh boy. Please don't look for it there unless you're listening to Christian Broadcasting Network, okay? A menos que están en el CBN de las noticias cristianas, yo no creo que van a encontrar mucho confort en las noticias. How many of you know about CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network? ¿Cuántos conocen el CBN? I could encourage you to download that. It's news from a Christian perspective. Son noticias de una perspectiva cristiana. C, B como burro, N. Okay? CBN. There's CNN, CBN. I recommend it. Check it out. All right. So what's the point? ¿Cuál es el punto? People look for comfort in all kinds of things. Las personas buscan confort en muchas cosas. For some people, it's actually food. That's right. I just bit into an apple in the middle of a sermon. First time ever. Primera vez que hago eso, no sé. So good. Qué rico. But what happens? Eventually, it's done. Termina. And my comfort is gone. Y se va mi confort. Some people find it. This is their comfort. Esto es su confort. What's in the wallet and in the bank. Son confortados por lo que está aquí o en el banco. But what happens when it runs out? ¿Qué sucede cuando? Some people feel secure because of their insurance. I got really good insurance. Alguna gente dice, yo tengo buen seguro. Medical, and house, casa, etc. Carro. Oh, that's why I don't do that. Ay, caray. How embarrassing. Some people find comfort in other people. Alguna gente encuentra confort en otra gente. And that's not all bad. No es todo malo. None of what I'm mentioning is totally bad. Nada de lo que menciono es totalmente malo. But I want you to do something for 1 second. Close your eyes. Cierren sus ojos. And I know that as Christians, we should find comfort in the Bible, in prayer. Como cristianos deberíamos de encontrar confort en la Biblia, en oración. But I want you to think about something else that you find a lot of comfort in. Quiero que pienses en algo más que encuentras mucho confort. And I want to ask you, can it be taken away from you? Te quiero preguntar, ¿alguien te lo puede quitar? If it's a person, si es una persona. If it's finances, si es finanzas. Food, comida. Now you can open your eyes. Pueden abrir sus ojos. If whatever that was is your primary source of comfort, you're in big trouble. Si lo que sea que eso fue es tu fuente número uno de confort, estás en problemas. Because one day that may not be there for you, or they may not be there for you. Porque un día posiblemente no va a estar ahí para ti o no van a estar. So this message today is a continuance of last week's. Este ensayo es una continuanza de la semana pasada, where we talked about God's comfort. Hablamos del conforte de Dios o el consuelo de Dios, okay? How many of you were here last week? ¿Cuántos estuvieron? Okay? Some of you may not have been, algunos de ustedes. So I'll do a little quick review. Voy a hacer un rápido repase. But before I do, I want to just read the 2 verses. Solo quiero leer los 2 versículos. So turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 1, 2 de Corintios 1, 3 al 4. And we're going to use our Bibles quite a bit today. Quite a bit, so have them ready. Vamos a usar nuestra Biblia bastante hoy. Entonces tengan las listas. A lot of Psalms, a lot of Isaiah, muchas de Isaías, de Salmos. Psalms is right in the middle of the Bible. Salmos está en la mitad. But right now, let's start with just 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. 2 Corintios 1, 3 y 4. And I'm going to read in both English and Spanish since it's so short. Voy a leer en los dos porque están cortos. Okay, I'm going to read from the English Standard Version. Voy a leer en español de la versión BLPH. La Biblia, la palabra hoy, que es una también buena versión. Okay? If you have a different translation, I'm just making you aware so you're not confused. Es para que si tiene una diferente traducción no se confunda. Okay? So, everybody ready? ¿Todos listos? Oh, I don't know if everybody... ¿Todos listos? Everybody ready? All right, así me gusta. I like it. You're ready. So, God's word says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort." Tres. Palabra de Dios dice, bendito sea Dios, Padre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, Padre misericordioso y Dios que siempre consuela o conforta. Verse 4, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Man, that's a lot of comfort. I like it.
Versículo 4, Él es el que nos conforta en todos nuestros sufrimientos, de manera que también nosotros podamos confortar a los que se hayan atribulados, gracias al consuelo que hemos recibido de Dios, o el conforte.
Oremos, let's pray. Heavenly gracious Father, we ask that you would just take over in a very special way during this time.
Padre Celestial, toma control en una manera muy especial en este tiempo.
I pray the Holy Spirit will speak to every heart through your word.
Que el Espíritu Santo hable a cada corazón a través de tu palabra.
That everyone would be impacted.
Que cada uno sea impactado.
That we would not be the same when we walk out.
Que no seamos igual cuando salimos.
That, Lord, we would truly receive your comfort. Que verdaderamente recibamos tu conforte.
And that we would learn, Lord, to give it to others.
Que aprendamos a dárselo a los demás.
That, Lord, we would realize the source of all of that is your mercy, your merciful nature.
Que nosotros nos demos cuenta que la fuente de todo esto es tu naturaleza misericordiosa.
And, Lord, let us rejoice in your comfort.
Que nos regocijemos en tu conforte.
Lord, I pray that you break down barriers that exist right now.
Quiebra barreras que existen.
Bring your special touch in every life here.
Trae tu toque especial en cada vida.
And Lord, we ask that you would do something tremendous in our lives this morning.
Haz algo tremendo en nuestras vidas.
Give to each one as they need.
Dale a cada uno como ellos necesitan.
And use your servant, Lord, because I cannot do this without you.
Usa tu siervo porque no puedo hacer esto sin ti.
And we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus.
Pedimos todo esto en el nombre poderoso de Jesús.
And God's people say,
el pueblo de Dios dice,
amén.
Amén.
So, last week, la semana pasada, we learned that God's comfort flows from his merciful nature. And everybody in the bulletin, the outline is there.
Todos en el boletín, ahí está la guía del sermón, para que sepan.
Y aprendimos la semana pasada que el conforte o consuelo de Dios fluye de su naturaleza misericordiosa. God's nature is merciful. La naturaleza de Dios es misericordioso. Even though God is all powerful, aunque Él es todopoderoso, He's also, and He is just, y Él es justo, He's also, thank you, merciful.
También es misericordioso.
How many of you are glad that God's nature is also merciful?
¿Cuántos están agradecidos que la naturaleza de Dios es misericordiosa?
That God's not just waiting, boom, to just condemn you and drop the hammer on you.
Que Dios no solo está esperando que hagas un error para caerte encima.
Because if that was the case, a bunch of us would just be little splotches on the floor already.
Si eso fuera el caso, muchos de nosotros sería como unas cenizas por ahí.
But thank God, it's not that way.
Gracias al Señor.
And we learned that there was a difference, right? That there is the mercy of God, está la misericordia de Dios, and then there are the mercies of God, y después hay las misericordias de Dios.
So what's the mercy of God?
Well, we know that it's kind of like grace, but kind of like the opposite, in a way.
The grace of God is when we get a gift that we don't deserve.
La gracia de Dios es cuando recibimos un regalo que no merecemos.
But the mercy of God is when we don't deserve, we don't receive the punishment we deserve.
La misericordia de Dios es cuando no recibimos el juicio que merecemos.
Is the mercy of God important?
¿Es importante la misericordia de Dios?
Wow, we all need it.
Lo necesitamos.
Because we all mess up.
Todos la regamos.
We all make mistakes. We all sin.
Todos nos equivocamos. Todos pecamos.
So mercy of God is very important. La misericordia de Dios. You can always look at Romans 5, 6, and 8 later.
Puede mirar a Romanos 6, 5, 6 al 8.
Okay?
While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Cuando todavía éramos pecadores, Cristo murió por nosotros.
So now, what is the mercy? What are the mercies of God?
¿Qué son las misericordias de Dios?
It's his faithful, loving goodness expressed through his acts of kindness and compassion to help the weak and those in need.
Okay? Las misericordias de Dios son su amor fiel y bueno que se expresa a través de sus actos de bondad y compasión para ayudar a los débiles y necesitados.
How many of you have been weak or have needed help?
¿Cuántos de ustedes han sido débil o han necesitado ayuda?
Well, you can thank the mercies of God when you've received help. Tú puedes darle gracias a la misericordia de Dios cuando has recibido ayuda. You know that the mercies of God are new every morning? Las misericordias de Dios son nuevas cada mañana. Isn't that wonderful? So that even if you are weak every day, aunque seas débil cada día, guess what? There are new mercies for you. Aunque seas débil cada día, hay nuevas misericordias para ti. Even if you need help every day, si necesitas ayuda cada día, God doesn't say, oh, I've run out of mercies. Dios nunca dice, se me acabó las misericordias. But what God desires is a broken and contrite heart. Lo que Dios desea es un corazón quebrantado, contrito, humilde. He will never despise. Nunca lo va a despreciar. But God opposes the proud. Dios se opone al orgulloso. But he gives grace to the humble. Le da gracia al humilde. The mercies of God. Las misericordias de Dios. And when you have time, you read Psalm 145, 8 and 9. Cuando tengan tiempo, lea Salmo 145, 8 y 9. This was last week, so just a quick review. Esto fue la semana y solo es un pequeño repaso. Why is this important? ¿Por qué es importante? Because we should be comforted knowing that God has a merciful nature. Deberíamos de recibir conforto sabiendo que Dios es un Dios misericordioso. It comforts me. And I'm sure you've been comforted. Amen? ¿Se han sido confortados por esa verdad? Amén. So, thank the Lord right now that he's merciful. Dale gracias al Señor. Thank you, Lord, because you're merciful. Gracias, Señor, porque eres misericordioso. Amen? All right, so now today. God's comfort is for all our times of difficulty. Ahora hoy. El conforto de Dios es para todos nuestros tiempos de dificultad. Wow. I'm sure none of you guys have any difficulties. Estoy seguro que ustedes no tienen ni unas dificultades. You guys are such smiling faces, como sonríen. You guys look beautiful, guapos, guapas. You look great. You look like you don't have any care in the world. Parece que no tienen ni una preocupación del mundo. Right? That's not true. No es verdad. But you know what? Often we see people on the outside and we have no idea what they're going through. Muchas veces miramos caras vemos, pero corazones no sabemos. Good phrase in Spanish, right? We see the faces, but we don't really know the hearts. But you know, God knows the hearts. Dios sabe los corazones. And sometimes we get angry with people. A veces nos enojamos con la gente. Oh, they're just terrible. Son terribles. Oh, I can't stand my neighbor. Oh, no aguanto mi vecino. And we're so angry. Estamos enojados or our friend or nuestro amigo or somebody that did something to us. Alguien que nos hizo algo. And you know that a lot of times, like 90% of the stuff that people throw on us, 90% de que la gente nos tira a nosotros, has nothing to do with us. No tiene nada que ver con nosotros. It has to do with the difficulties they're going through. Tiene que ver con las dificultades que están pasando. And sometimes we just happen to be the one that is there when they throw up. Y a veces simplemente somos el que está ahí parado cuando arrojan. Can you tell me when you're going to throw up so that I can go to the other room? ¿Me puedes avisar cuando vas a arrojar para que me vaya al otro cuarto? No, people don't do that, right? La gente no hace eso. But what I'm trying to say is be aware that everybody's going through some difficulty. Todos están pasando dificultades. Even when they look good, aun cuando se ven bien. Even people with a lot of money. Hasta gente con mucho dinero, mucho billete. Nice cars, nice houses, bonitos carros y casas. Sometimes they're going through the worst difficulty because it's really internal. A veces están pasando la peor dificultad. No sabemos. So I share that with you so that we can begin to be sensitive and also know that God cares about your difficulty. Para que seamos sensibles, pero para que sepas que Dios le importa tu dificultad. So I got five quick ones, cinco rapiditas, that God gives comfort. I'm sure there's others. Estoy seguro que hay más, pero les quería dar cinco, because these five really impacted me. Estos cinco me impactaron. So the first one is that God brings comfort in our weakness. Dios nos trae confort en nuestra debilidad. You know, I was telling you, I played basketball yesterday at San Quentin Prison. Jugué basketball. I must be crazy. Tengo que estar loco. My right knee, the game had just started and my right knee was already hurting. Apenas comenzaba el partido y ya me dolía la rodilla. I tried to run and I was like, estaba corriendo. And I'm like, oh man. You know, sometimes our body just doesn't work the way we want it to work. A veces los cuerpos no funcionan como queremos. But sometimes it's emotional. A veces es emocional. How many of us have felt weak emotionally? ¿Cuántos no hemos sentido débil emocionalmente? Amen. But there is comfort. Look with me in Isaiah 40:29. Miren conmigo Isaías 40:29. 29. And we need to see that God cares about us when we're weak. A Dios le importa cuando estamos débil. Okay. God isn't just interested in you when you're feeling good and strong. Dios no solo está interesado en nosotros cuando nos sentimos fuertes y guapos y tan invencibles. Right? Because sometimes we feel invincible, don't we? A veces nos sentimos invencibles. Never Josué, nunca. Right? Tan joven y fuerte. You know, I see young people and I just go, yes. I love seeing your youth because I go, oh, you guys can stay up all night and it doesn't affect you. Los jóvenes yo los veo y dicen, se pueden desvelar y no los afecta. Anyway, I'm being silly. Okay. All right. Calm down, Pastor. Ephesians. Isaiah 40:29. Everybody there? ¿Todos ahí? And God's word says, He gives strength to the weary or the weak and increases the power of the weak or the weary. Él fortalece el cansado y acrecienta las fuerzas del débil. How many of you praise the Lord for that? Amen? ¿Cuántos le dan gloria al Señor? You need strength. You need comfort when you're weak. Ask the Lord to give you the strength you need. Pídale al Señor que te conforte, te dé la fuerza que necesita cuando está débil. Stop depending on some of these other things. Deja de depender de otras cosas. Depend on the Lord. Depende del Señor cuando estás débil. That's what He wants. You know why we get in trouble? Because we run to other things or people. Nos metemos en problemas cuando corremos a otra gente y otras cosas first, primero. But first we need to run to God. Primero hay que correr a Dios. He can use people, puede usar a gente, but we need to go to Him first. Tenemos que ir al primero. Amen. And then read with me 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. Maybe keep a finger there in Isaiah. We're going to be coming back there. Vamos a regresar a Isaías. Mantengan un dedito por ahí, un dedito bonito ahí. El más bonito que tengan. Segunda de Corintios 12, 9 y 10. Your nicest finger, keep it there in Isaiah. Second Corinthians 12, Segunda Corintios 12. I love this scripture. Me encanta estos pasajes. Please realize that this is Paul, the Apostle Paul. Este es el Apóstol Pablo. He was a mighty man of God. Era un hombre poderoso de Dios. But yet he's writing this. Él está escribiendo esto. Okay, everybody there? 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. Segunda de Corintios 12, 9 y 10. Amen? But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in what? Weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. El 9. Pero él me dijo, te basta con mi gracia, pues mi poder se perfecciona en la debilidad. Por lo tanto, gustosamente haré más bien alarde de mis debilidades para que permanezca sobre mí el poder de Cristo. Now 10. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Say that with me. When I am weak, then I am strong. All right, good try. I know that wasn't a super easy one. But el 10. Por eso me regocijo en debilidades, insultos, privaciones, persecuciones y dificultades que sufro por Cristo, porque cuando yo soy débil, entonces soy fuerte. A ver, díganlo. Cuando soy débil, entonces soy fuerte. Do you guys get it? It's kind of like what? Uno dice, ¿cómo? It's like upside down, right? Al revés. When I'm weak is when I'm strongest. Cuando estoy más débil, estoy fuerte. ¿Cómo? Because that's when we can most depend on God's power. Porque es cuando más podemos depender del poder de Dios. You know, sometimes it's good to be weak. A veces es bueno ser débil. Not all the time, no todo el tiempo. Because that's when we run to God and depend on Him more. Porque es cuando corremos a Dios y dependemos de Él. So ask the Lord to comfort you in your weakness. Pide al Señor que te conforte en tu debilidad. The next one. God comforts us in our fears. Dios nos conforta en nuestros temores. Back in Isaiah now, 51:12. Isaías 51:12. As you turn there, let me tell you a little story. Mientras buscan ahí, les voy a contar un cuentecito. Okay, Isaiah 51:12, Isaías 51:12. So, last week, I got on a roller coaster. That's right, crazy. La semana pasada me monté a un juego mecánico. And I had gotten on two other ones before. Me había montado en dos otros. And let me tell you, I always get a little nervous. Siempre me pongo un poco nervioso. You know, I know they lock you in. They, you know, I want to hear all the clicks. Yo quiero escuchar todos los. Okay, I'm comforted by those clicks. Me conforta escuchar eso. But when I don't hear the click, cuando yo no escucho ese click, I want to go. I want to get out. Me quiero salir. So the first two rides, and had a great time. I loved it. Right? Me fascinó. But the third ride, el tercero, I wasn't hearing the click. And the girl that was coming to check, la que venía a revisar, she was like, oh, okay. And I go, oh, wait. I didn't hear that. She goes, oh, no, you're going to be fine. Vas a estar bien. And let me tell you, that whole ride, I did not enjoy it. No disfruté ese juego. It was not a game. No era un juego para mí. I was like, Lord, please. If this is the last time, I commend my spirit to you. Encomiendo mi espíritu. Help the church, ayuda a la iglesia. I mean, seriously, I thought it could be. Pensé. But thank the Lord, He held me in. El Señor me mantuvo. And I'm here today. Y estoy bien. Praise the Lord. But what's the point? We get scared, right? Se nos mete el miedo, right? There's scary moments. Hay momentos que nos asusta. Really scary. De mucho susto. Even worse than that. Peor que eso. But we're comforted by knowing the truth of God's word. Nos conforta la verdad de la palabra de Dios. So Isaiah 51 verse 12. Isaías 51 12. And this is God speaking. Dios habla. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you fear mortal men, the sons of men who are but grass? Soy yo mismo el que los consuela o conforta. ¿Quién eres tú que temes a los hombres, a simples mortales que no son más que hierba? Sometimes we're afraid of people. A veces no asusta a la gente. Sometimes little people scare me. A veces la gente pequeñita me asusta. Sometimes the scary people are not the tallest, biggest people. A veces los más de susto no son los más grandes. What I'm trying to say is, sometimes we're afraid of people and we should not be. No debemos de temer a la gente. Fear God, but not people. Teme a Dios, pero no a la gente. And even God, that fear is a healthy, reverential fear. One of respect. Y aún ese temor es diferente. Es de reverencia, respeto. But don't be afraid of men. No tengas miedo del hombre. You know, sometimes we don't go out and witness because we're afraid of men. A veces no salimos a testificar porque nos da miedo lo que dice el hombre. Even the pastor sometimes, aún yo. But you know what? I got to remember this. Tengo que recordar. What are men? ¿De qué son los hombres? They're like grass. Como la hierba. Here today, gone tomorrow. Aquí hoy y mañana. Even the strongest one, los más fuertes. They are nothing compared to God. No son nada comparados a Dios. And who goes with us when we go serve the Lord? ¿Quién va con nosotros cuando vamos a servir al Señor? The Lord goes. El Señor va. And if you go where God tells you to go, well, you go in His power. Si tú vas donde Dios te dice, vas en su poder. And in your life, in tu vida, when you give yourself to the Lord, cuando te entregas al Señor, He will face your giants. Él va a enfrentar tus gigantes. Be comforted when you're afraid that God is with you. Sea confortado cuando tienes temor, porque Dios está contigo. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Sea valiente y esfuérzate. Because the Lord your God is with you. Porque el Señor tu Dios está contigo. That's in Joshua 1, by the way. Eso está en Josué 1. Read with me the other Psalm 34, 4. Salmos 34, 4. And Psalms is only a couple books before. Salmos es un par de libros antes. Isn't God's word just so beautiful? No es bello la palabra del Señor. You know, people need this. La gente necesita esto. Please give this to others. Dáselo a otros. Use your social media to share this. Usa tus redes sociales para compartirlo. And everything you have. Todo lo que tenemos. Psalm 34:4, Salmos 34:4. I sought the Lord and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. He delivered me from all my fears. Busqué al Señor y Él me respondió. Me libró de todos mis temores. God has delivered you from your fears. Tell that to somebody. Dios te ha liberado de tus temores. Dile a alguien. Tell somebody. Amen. Amen. Do you receive it? ¿Lo recibes? Because you know what? To be delivered, we need to ask for His help. Para ser liberado, tenemos que pedirle al Señor su ayuda. Sometimes we get trapped in our fears because we never ask God for help. A veces nos atrapamos en nuestros temores porque no le pedimos ayuda al Señor. Yeah. We're going to keep going. The next one. God brings us comfort in our sorrow. Dios nos da conforto o consuelo en nuestra tristeza. How many of you have been really sad at some point? ¿Cuántos han estado bien tristes? Wow, God has comforted me. I still remember 1995. I'll never forget that year. Nunca voy a olvidar el 95. I was so, so sad. Estaba tan triste. I literally said, Lord, I don't want to go on no more. Ya no quiero. Ya no quiero vida. I was so sad. Estaba tan triste. And sad for months. Triste por meses. And the only one who could comfort me was the Lord. El único que me podía confortar era el Señor. I couldn't even watch TV. No podía ni ver la televisión. I couldn't listen to the radio. No podía escuchar la televisión, la radio. I was even afraid to open my Bible. Hasta tenía temor de abrir mi Biblia. But God comforted me. Dios me confortó. He reminded me of these tapes that I had recorded of Christian music. Él me recordó de unos cassettes que había grabado de música cristiana. And I would put on those tapes. And I would praise Him. Ponía sus cassettes y lo adoraba. And I remember a pastor, a charismatic Catholic pastor, preaching on TV. Recuerdo un pastor carismático, católico, no sé qué era. But he was teaching God's word. Estaba enseñando la palabra de Dios. And he says, when you feel like you can do nothing else, cuando sientes que no puedes hacer nada más, he said, just get on your knees, ponte en tus rodillas, and raise those hands to the Lord. Levanta esas manos al Señor. Those filthy hands, esas manos sucias, and let the Lord cleanse you. Deja que el Señor te purifique. And He will. Él lo va a hacer. And that's what I did. I just raised my hands. I didn't even know what to say. Ni sabía qué decir. But I said, Lord, help me. Ayúdame. And I just felt the Holy Spirit. Sentí el Espíritu Santo. And he began to wash over me. Y empezó a fluir sobre mí. And God began to comfort. And he kept doing it. Y lo siguió haciendo. I share this with you to let you know I'm just as human as you are. Soy igual de humano. And the Lord wants to comfort you in your sorrow. El Señor te quiere confortar en tu tristeza. Read with me. Lean conmigo. Matthew 5:4. Mateo 5:4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Dichosos los que lloran, porque serán consolados. It's okay to cry. No hay nada malo con llorar. God cleans us through the tears. El Señor nos limpia a través de los llantos. He heals, él sana. Men, please know it's okay to cry. Hombres, por favor, sepan que no hay nada malo con llorar. It takes a man of courage to cry. Toma un hombre de valor para llorar. It says in the Bible that Jesus saw the city of Jerusalem. Dice en la Biblia que Jesús vio la ciudad de Jerusalén. And he saw how lost people were. The people of God lost. Él miró el pueblo de Dios perdidos. And it says, the shortest verse in the Bible, el versículo más corto en la Biblia, Jesus wept. Jesús lloró. And if Jesus, the manliest man who ever walked the earth, si Jesús, el hombre más hombre que ha caminado la tierra, if he could cry, why can't you? Si él pudo llorar, ¿por qué tú no? We need to express our sorrow. Tenemos que aprender a expresar nuestra tristeza. And you know what? At church, we should not pretend to be happy when we're sad. No debemos de pretender que estamos contentos en la iglesia cuando estamos tristes. We need to be honest. Debemos de ser honestos. Maybe we can't tell everybody. Tal vez no le podemos decir a todos. But there should be people in the church that you can say, I'm sad right now. Would you pray for me? Debe de haber personas en la iglesia que podemos decir, me siento triste. ¿Puedes orar por mí? Can you just be with me? ¿Puedes estar conmigo? You know why Christians get into some crazy stuff? Because they don't know that they can go to another Christian and tell them how sad they are. ¿Saben por qué cristianos a veces se meten en cosas terribles? Porque no saben que pueden ir a otro hermano o hermana y decirles, estoy triste, ayúdame. That should never happen in the family of God. Eso nunca debe suceder en la familia de Dios. And I thank God for this family where we can be real. Le doy gracias a esta familia que podemos ser real. That the pastor can be a human being. Que el pastor puede ser un ser humano. And some of you have cried with me. Algunos de ustedes han llorado conmigo. Some of you have heard my difficult things. Algunos han escuchado mis penas. And I'm so thankful. Estoy tan agradecido. Praise the Lord. Gloria a Dios. We read in Psalms 30, verse 5 and 11, Salmos 30, 5 y 11. I believe that incredible revival will happen when we learn more and more to be vulnerable. Yo creo que un gran avivamiento va a suceder cuando aprendemos a ser más vulnerables. The people out there in the world, they need this. La gente en el mundo necesita esto. They need to see that we can be vulnerable. Necesitan ver que podemos ser vulnerables. That we need just as much Jesus. Que necesitamos nosotros igual a Jesús. That we don't think we've made it already. Que no pensamos que nosotros ya la hicimos. That we look down on people. Que miramos a la gente de menos. No, come. We're beggars who found bread and we just want to tell you where the bread is. Somos los que están pidiendo limosna, por decirlo así. Encontramos pan y simplemente estamos diciendo, ¿dónde está el pan? A otros que están buscando también. And what does it say in Psalms 30, verse 5 And then we'll read verse 11. Que dice en Salmos 35 y después 11. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Porque solo un instante dura su enojo, pero toda una vida su bondad. Si por la noche hay llanto, por la mañana habrá gritos de alegría. How many of you praise the Lord because he's turned your mourning into dancing? ¿Cuántos le dan gloria al Señor porque ha convertido tus llantos en alegría? And we hear the echo in verse 11. You turn my wailing into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy. Convertiste mi lamento en danza. Me quitaste la ropa de luto y me vestiste de fiesta. That's what we need to share with others. Eso es lo que tenemos que compartir con los demás. There's a lot of people out there that are very, very depressed and sad. Muchos deprimidos, tristes. They need to know that God can comfort them. Tienen que saber que Dios los puede confortar. The last thing. Well, two more. Dos más. God comforts us in our darkness. Dios nos conforta en nuestra oscuridad. And this one's one that I could have easily combined with fear, but I felt like it was something a little different. Esto lo pude combinar con temor, pero sentía que era un poquito diferente. And I want you to turn with me to Psalm 23:4. We love Psalm 23, right? Nos encanta el Salmo 23. If you ever show up somewhere where somebody needs to be comforted, si tú llegas a un lugar donde alguien necesita conforte, and you have no idea what to say, no tienes idea qué decir, at the very least, read Psalm 23 to them. Mínimo, léales el Salmo 23. There's God's comfort there. El conforte de Dios está ahí. You can never go wrong with Psalm 23. No te puedes equivocar con Salmo 23. What does verse 4 say? ¿Qué dice el 4? We know that, right? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, right? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for your rod and your staff are with me, or they comfort me. They comfort me. El 4, aun si voy por los valles tenebrosos o de la muerte, no temo peligro alguno porque tú estás a mi lado, tu vara de pastor me reconfortará. Have you ever been in darkness? ¿Has estado en oscuridad? Like surrounded by it, rodeado de oscuridad. If you're a believer, obviously you have the light of Jesus. Si eres creyente, tienes la luz de Jesús. But you can have darkness around you. Puedes tener oscuridad alrededor de ti. Darkness that's trying to get into your mind and your soul. Oscuridad que quiere meterse a tu mente, tu alma. There's a lot of darkness out there. Hay mucha oscuridad. Spiritual darkness. Oscuridad espiritual. Be careful what you feed yourself with in your entertainment. Cuidado, mis hermanos, lo que nos comemos en nuestro entretenimiento. Because that's how darkness starts to come in. Sometimes. A veces así entra la oscuridad. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to give us discernment when to know, click, time to click off. Time to walk away. Time to walk out. Pidamos al Espíritu Santo que nos dé discernimiento de cuándo es tiempo de apagar o salirnos o etc. Because it can start to come in. Puede empezar a entrar, little by little. And before we know it, we're getting depressed. Y antes de que sepamos, nosotros nos estamos deprimiendo. Let us be careful. The music we listen to, la música que escuchamos. There is so much filth out there now. I'm sorry, there's no other way to say it. Hay cosas, pura basura hay, perdón, en la radio. Not all of it, no todo, but there's so much. Ask the Lord for discernment in what you're listening to. Pídale al Señor discernimiento lo que estás escuchando. Don't let the darkness come in. No dejes que se meta la oscuridad. Sometimes, we're not the prayer warriors that we should be because darkness is starting to creep in. A veces no somos los guerrilleros espirituales de oración que debemos ser porque hemos empezado a dejar que entre esa oscuridad. But thank the Lord that even in moments of darkness, momentos de oscuridad, the Lord is our comfort. El Señor es nuestro confort. And look what else there in Psalms. Just stay right there in Psalms. We did it on purpose. Psalm 27. 1, Salmo 27, 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? El Señor es mi luz y mi salvación. ¿A quién temeré? El Señor es el baluarte de mi vida. ¿Quién podrá amedrantarme? The Lord is our light. El Señor es nuestra luz. And the world needs the light of Jesus. Amen? El Señor necesita la luz de Cristo. And the Lord wants us to shine, to reflect His glory. El Señor quiere que reflejamos su gloria. That we be a light. That we don't hide our light. No vamos a esconder nuestra luz. Right? Who hides the light? ¿Quién esconde una luz? Oh, gotta hide the light. Hay que esconder la luz. Maybe we did that as kids, right? Underneath the covers. Cuando éramos niños, nos metíamos debajo de... So that mom and dad wouldn't know that we were reading. Para que papi y mami no sepa que estamos leyendo. That's about the only time I think if somebody wants to cover the light. Creo que es un momento que uno quiere cubrir la luz. No, it says, set out your light so that all can see. Pon tu luz para que todos vean. Shine. And then we read in Psalm 139, Salmo 139, 11 and 12. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Y si dijera que me oculten las tinieblas, que la luz se haga noche en torno mío, ni las tinieblas serían oscuras para ti, y aún la noche sería clara como el día, lo mismo son para ti las tinieblas que la luz. In other words, that even the darkest moment God can turn into light. Aún el momento más oscuro, Dios lo puede convertir a luz. There is no dark enough place that God can't penetrate. No hay lugar suficientemente oscuro que Dios no puede penetrar. If we just ask for His help, si le pedimos su ayuda. Has there been darkness in your mind lately? Maybe dark thoughts. ¿Han habido pensamientos oscuros en tu mente? Ask the Lord to shine His light. Pide al Señor que brille su luz. Last one, último. God's comfort in our guilt. El confort de Dios en nuestra culpabilidad. This one is so important. Es tan importante. So many people feel guilty. Tanta gente se siente culpable. There's even false guilt. Hasta hay culpabilidad falsa. When we blame ourselves for things that we shouldn't. Nos hacemos culpables de cosas que no debemos. You know, somebody did something, alguien hizo algo, and we go, oh, if I would have done this, yo hubiera hecho esto, and we start carrying false guilt, y andamos culpabilidad falsa. Sometimes we do things. It is our responsibility. A veces hacemos cosas, y es nuestra responsabilidad. And guilt, initial guilt, culpabilidad inicial, is fine. Está bien. But we need to know what to do with that. Tenemos que hacer que, saber qué hacer. And we need to know that God can comfort us even when we make mistakes. Dios nos puede confortar aun cuando hacemos errores. But not so that we can keep doing them. No para que sigamos haciéndolo, so that we can turn to Him to let Him change our ways. Pero para que vayamos a Él, para que Él cambie nuestra manera de vivir. So what does it say in Isaiah 12:1, Isaías 12:1? I didn't lose you guys, right? ¿No los perdí? Okay, I think I did. But anyway, Isaiah 12:1, Isaías 12:1. Everybody there? ¿Todos ahí? In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord, although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away and you have comforted me. En aquel día tú dirás, Señor, yo te alabaré, aunque te hayas enojado conmigo, tu ira se ha calmado y me has dado consuelo. God can be disappointed in us. Dios se puede decepcionar. But Lord, we can turn to Him for forgiveness. Podemos ir a Él para que nos perdone. And He can comfort us. Y nos puede confortar. Now, if we don't turn to God for forgiveness, si no vamos al Señor para el perdón, yeah, we're not going to be comforted. No vamos a ser confortados. We can't keep partying like it's 1999 and doing whatever we want and thinking that God will comfort us. Okay? No podemos hacer fiesta como que ya va a ser el milenio y voy a hacer lo que me da la santa gana y pensar que Dios me va a confortar. Tampoco. But read with me one last verse. Un último versículo. One of my favorite verses. Uno de mis favoritos. Romans 8:1. Romanos 8:1. If you're a Christian, you should have this verse memorized. Again, it is not a blank check to do whatever we want.
Si eres cristiano, te lo deberías de memorizar. Otra vez, les digo, no es un cheque en blanco para hacer lo que queremos.
Okay? In English, therefore, there is no longer any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
For those who are in Christ Jesus. En español, por lo tanto, ya no hay ninguna condenación para los que están unidos a Cristo Jesús.
If you have surrendered your life to Christ, si has entregado tu vida al Señor Jesús,
and He died for your sins, y murió por tus pecados,
and you are truly walking in Christ, estás caminando en Jesús,
you have the Holy Spirit, tienes el Espíritu Santo.
What sin did Jesus not die for in your life, past, present, or future?
¿Por qué pecado no murió Jesús en tu pasado, presente, o futuro?
This verse is saying you are no longer under the condemnation of God if you truly are in Christ.
Ya no estás debajo la condenación de Dios si verdaderamente estás en Cristo.
Do not let the devil continue to condemn you.
No dejes que el diablo que te condene.
Don't let other people. No dejes que otra gente.
Know that when you have been forgiven, you have truly been forgiven.
Cuando has sido perdonado, verdaderamente has sido perdonado por Dios.
God comforts us even in our guilt.
Dios nos conforta aún en nuestra culpabilidad.
Again, does this give us permission to do whatever we want?
¿Nos da permiso para hacer lo que queremos?
No, but it frees us from guilt.
Nos libera de la culpabilidad so we can live freely for God.
Para que podamos vivir libremente para Dios.
With a clear conscience, con una conciencia limpia.
Doesn't it feel good to have a clear conscience?
¿No se siente bien tener una conciencia clara, limpia?
We're going to pray. Vamos a orar.
In just a moment, our music worship team is going to come.
En un momento, nuestro equipo de adoración de música va a venir.
But I'm going to ask that we would pray.
Voy a pedir que oremos.
How do you need God's comfort today in your life?
¿Cómo necesitas el conforto de Dios hoy en tu vida?
Are you struggling with guilt?
¿Estás teniendo dificultad con la culpabilidad?
Maybe something you did a long time ago, last week, I don't know.
Algo que hiciste hace mucho tiempo, la semana pasada, no sé.
And though you know there's forgiveness in Christ, you haven't forgiven yourself.
Aunque sabes que hay perdón en Cristo, tú no te has perdonado.
Ask the Lord to give you that gift of even forgiving yourself.
Pide al Señor que te dé ese regalo de aún perdonarte a ti mismo.
Are you struggling with darkness?
¿Estás luchando con oscuridad?
In some way, in your mind, in your thoughts, en tu mente, en tus pensamientos.
Ask the light of Jesus to come,
to illuminate.
Pídale a la luz de Jesús que venga a iluminar.
To show you where that's coming from, enseñarte de dónde viene.
To transform those thoughts,
transformar esos pensamientos.
Is it sorrow,
tristeza?
Ask the Lord's comfort for your sorrow.
Pídele al Señor que conforte tu tristeza.
It doesn't mean that it's going to go all the way today.
No significa que se va a ir desaparecer completamente hoy.
But if you're honest about it, God can truly come in and start to heal.
Si eres honesto, Dios puede entrar y empezar a sanar.
Because God wants you to be ready for the next, whatever next He has.
Y Dios quiere que estés listo para lo que viene.
He doesn't want you to be in your sorrow forever.
No quiere que estés en tu tristeza para siempre.
Is it fears?
Is there something you're afraid of?
Hay algo que tú tienes miedo.
And you need God's comfort.
Necesitas el confort de Dios.
Ask Him.
Pídale.
Give Him that fear.
Entrégale ese temor.
Say, Lord, I know you're bigger than my fear.
Yo sé que eres más grande que mi temor.
I trust you.
Yo confío en ti.
You can overcome my giants.
Tú puedes vencer a mis gigantes.
Or is it weakness,
debilidad?
Physical, emotional, mental,
físico, emocional.
You're just weak and you need the Lord's strength and comfort.
Estás débil y necesitas esa fuerza y confort del Señor.
Ask Him. Recognize it.
Reconózcalo.
Don't hide, no te escondas.
Be humble, seas humilde.
When you're weakest is when He can be strongest.
Cuando eres más débil es cuando Él puede ser más fuerte.
But you need to be honest. Tienes que ser honesto. Heavenly Father, I pray for every person here. Yo te pido por cada persona aquí. Each one is precious to you. Cada uno es precioso para ti. And I pray in the name of Jesus, yo pido en el nombre de Jesús, that you would touch each person, que toques a cada persona. And that, Lord, you would do the work, que tú hagas la obra, that you would heal those that need healing, que tú sanes los que necesitan ser sanados, that you would comfort in all these areas, que confortes en estas áreas, that you would help us to be honest, que nos ayude a ser honestos, humble, humildes, that we would truly find your comfort that is not temporary, que encontremos tu conforto que no es temporal, and that from that comfort we can share with others. De ese conforto podemos compartir con otros. We're going to learn more about that next week, Lord. You're going to show us. Tú nos vas a enseñar más de eso la semana que viene. But Lord, help us to deal with our difficulty today. Ayúdanos a tratar con nuestra dificultad hoy. Because if we don't deal with ours with your help, we won't be able to help others. Si no tratamos con nuestra dificultad, con tu ayuda, no vamos a poder ayudar o ser vehículo para ayudar a alguien más. Bless each person today. Bendice a cada persona hoy. In Jesus' name, en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.